The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 23rd day of March 2012. Tex Mars is my guest. The latest offering from his ministry, Die America Die. Most of what we have been discussing here in this last hour is just a small percentage of what you're going to see in his latest offering, Die America Die. And let me remind folks that you can order a copy of this. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say it to you this way. If you plug this in and play this for your family members, your friends, and they don't get it, you're wasting your time. You're casting your pearls before swine. Get a copy of this. You may want to get two copies because you're going to want a copy for review later. What happens when somebody has something that is really, really top-notch? They'll get a copy, they'll loan it out in the hopes they get it back. They never get it back because it moves on to the next person. 800-234-9673 is the Power of Prophecy number, 800-234-9673, or go to Tex's website, powerofprophecy.com, and get a copy of this, folks. We are in the business of trying to warn and educate people. This is not a business, per se. I've lost so much money doing radio. This is not why I do this. I love my country very much, and I want it back. And I want to see the people that are the global elite that are destroying this country. This is not a conspiracy theory, folks. These are facts. They are undisputed. These are the facts. Tex, I've got so much stuff here. Every time I get you on air, I'm always in a desperate hurry to try to cram as much as I can in there because I can never get you for the full 2 hours. But let me go to Arthur in Georgia. Arthur, you have a question for Mr. Mars.
Yes, sir, I do. Mr. Mars, good to talk with you. I love your work. You kind of blew me away there because I've never heard this thing about the New York Stock Exchange moving to Germany. I'm kind of curious if you have an idea of when this is supposed to take place and just how severely do you think this is going to affect our economy? And also, to me, this sounds almost as if they're saying, well, I guess we've raped America enough, let's go rape Germany.
Mm. Well, you know, that's a good point. Now, I forget the exact name of it, but one thing you can do is Google up and look for German New York Stock Exchange, you know, German Stock Exchange, New York Stock Exchange merger, and it'll give you the newest information. Now, as you know, on a merger, on something like this, they must get permission from the Department of Justice. And right now, they're having a little problem. And I think eventually they'll get it, but I think Obama has to sort of show, you know, that he's really not enthusiastic toward it. So it's sort of like the Keystone Pipeline. He's sort of sitting on the fence. But eventually they will, of course, do this. But right now the Department of Justice has told them that we won't allow you to do this. We want you to investigate it more, give us more reasons why it should be permitted. You know, just as if, let's say, Apple and Hewlett-Packard were going to have a merger. Now they control so much of that market. They have to get permission from the Department of Justice. Not much free enterprise left, people that they can't just do what they want. But right now, it's been delayed by the Department of Justice, so the date is not set. But they certainly will do it, and the German government has already approved it. So now it's really up to the Department of Justice. And it'll basically mean the Securities Exchange Commission, I mean, they won't really want to have any job, will they?
All right. Arthur, thank you for your call. We've got to go to this break. We'll be back here, hopefully for another full segment here, at least till 20 after, with Mr. Mars. We'll be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Tex, last Thursday I had somebody slotted out for this program, and this came by way of CEI. Now, who CEI is, it's one of these think tank groups that, basically it's a lobbying group in Washington, D.C., and I kept getting these emails from this woman named Christine Hall. And I saw this on the anti-tolling amendment to Senate Highway Bill threatening America's highways. My initial thought here was they're trying to pave the way to allow the Red Chinese to come in and take more control, buy up more, but more importantly, for them to get a lot of the work for revamping and upgrading our highway system. So the more that I read, and who their spokeshead was a guy by the name of Mark Scribner, and he was the CEI, transportation policy and analyst. And what he was the front man for trying to sell this deal. They kept saying that Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson's amendment to the Senate surfaced, and its dangerous rejection of current transportation realities. And then they held up the other side, the Democrats, Tom Carper, Mark Kirk out of Illinois, and Mark Warner would preserve and enhance the existing federal tolling programs. So we're told that, well, the states don't have any money, and the Fed's real tight, so we've got to continue with the tolling roads. They've got to pay for themselves. But let's invite foreigners in to just give us a hand. It's the classic Hegelian dialectic. They do the setup, they demonstrate how bad the problem is, and then they come up with their nice solution, like you mentioned, building the bridge out there in California, and we're going to award this to a Chinese company, because I guess we're work too hard. We got too many jobs. We've got too much money. We've got to share our wealth with everybody else.
Absolutely. We're giving all these contracts to foreign corporations. You know, I remember during the Vietnam War, I was over both in Vietnam and spent most of my time in Thailand in the Air Force and just made a little jaunts, you know, over back and forth.
Let me interject here. You were in intelligence counterintelligence when you were in the Air Force, correct?
Well, I was in communications electronics.
Okay.
Really not intelligence exactly. I was with a unit, for example, in Germany, where we set up the communication. When Henry Kissinger or somebody like that would come, in fact, when they had talks in Helsinki, Finland, with the Soviet Union, we would set up all of the communications equipment, and we had the encoding devices. You know, we could code messages and decode them and things like that. So that's sort of what we did. We also had the ability to set up air traffic control towers and facilities to have sort of instant airports. We did the communications on that. So sort of a mixed bag of things that I did. And then I can't even mention, I don't know whether it's still classified or not.
Okay.
Shouldn't be, but when I was in Italy, we had, I better not, Computer Correlation Center. But it was into, we could know anywhere in the world if an atomic bomb was exploded or if a nuclear missile, not a nuclear missile necessarily, but any missile would go up and go past the ionosphere. I don't think that's even existing today, that system, so it couldn't be classified. But in any case, those are the kinds of things I did, sort of an interesting bunch of stuff, you know, in the Air Force.
Yeah.
But I love being in the Air Force. I love being in the Blue Sea. But, back then I noticed something. When I was, I remember I spent a year in Korat, Thailand, another year in Udorn, Thailand. And a lot of the construction for those military bases was being done by Italian and other foreign firms. Imagine, you know, we were laying, you know, tons of concrete out on the flight line on the tarmac, and it was an Italian concrete company. So this has been a pattern for many, many years, this giving contracts, this globalization. And by the way, you can see that globalization is a huge failure. You said something earlier in the program, very important. You mentioned that there's a lot of worry now, and very legitimate, that if Greece, when it goes under, that it'll pull down Spain, it'll pull down Portugal, and there'll be a domino effect. Talk about LBJ's old domino theory. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit more legitimate than that was. But why would we worry what happens in Greece or Spain? I mean, we care about the people there, but that shouldn't bother our economy, except that all of these banks are all linked together.
That's right.
Now, this was proven recently, so that a little bank in Greece goes out of business because of some scam, and then suddenly it affects 350 banks around the world, including all of America's biggest banks, and we go under. The whole world collapses because of globalization. So when the Hoover Institute and all of these neoconservatives, as well as the Democrats, come up and say, free trade is good for us, globalization is good for us, don't listen to Ron Paul and those isolationists over at Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah.
Listen, the salvation of America could be the fact that we're independent. We don't need the other foreigners' oil. We don't need their banking money. Now, the Fed Reserve, I want to mention something. In addition to that $17 trillion that came out from their partial audit that's on my video showing the audit report, just three months ago, the Fed Reserve gave out another $1.3 trillion to the European Central Bank. Now, what was happening was Europe was actually going under. They may have been only days from a total catastrophe of all the major European banks. The Fed Reserve and the Geithner, our Secretary of Treasury, working with Bernanke, rushed $1.3 trillion, printed it up, you might say, electronically, rushed it to the European Central Bank, and they then gave out huge sums, billions of dollars, to all these European banks. Suddenly, they were flush. and the stock market over in Europe took off. Even our own stock market took off. Why? It's free money. Why shouldn't stocks take off? Why shouldn't, especially, look what happened to banking stocks. Even American banking stocks were at a 52-week low. Suddenly now, Bank of America has gone up 30-some-odd percent in just 3 months. You may be wondering why. Is there some genius now as CEO and chairman of the board of Bank of America, and they're turning that around, that institution? No. They have hundreds of billions of dollars they've got from their friends in Europe, the European banks, they're connected to.
Well, and people need to understand that in Europe, they call it austerity programs. Well, our system is too big to fail over here. There's too much at stake. They did mention the domino effect. Here in this country, we had the head of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, doing quantitative easing, they like to call it. Well, they are continuing with that. We're in the middle of a QE3, and they've already indicated that this is going to keep going on. It has to, because these financial institutions can't fail, because it's going to bring down the entire system. Tex, this is the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by humankind in recorded human history. None of these people are going to jail. And what is more than aggravating, not just fascinating to me, is that the people like Ron Paul, through this controlled media, the minute this guy threw his hat in the ring, he wants to audit the Federal Reserve. He wants to dump the Fed Reserve.
Yes.
And here we have the media telling us right out of the chute, this man can't win. He can't win. He can't win. Look, I know, and you know, what is going on in the inside here, why things are structured out the way they are. And it is my contention that this was a move. It's not about whether the European system, the European Union that they set up, and it's not whether that's going to fail or not. This is their attempt to keep monetizing the debt, using our money, what you and I generate, through these banks that caused the problem in the first place. And this is their move to bring about their global government. Because remember the Hegelian dialectic. Let's create a system that is so god-awful that we have to come in, and you people are feeling it right now every day of your life, whether you're trying to put gas on your car or trying to put food on your table or trying to make your mortgage payment. Look, I went back to my mortgage company and going, wait a minute here, everybody's borrowing money for next to nothing. My interest rates are still high. In order for me to survive, can I get a lower loan? I'm told, no, you can't. Your credit score is not high enough. Or your tax returns maybe weren't quite right. In the meantime, we're giving trillions of dollars to private enterprise around the world, but yet the people here in this country are starving and dying. Tex, it's my contention that this is their last push to pull in their global government plan, the banker's plan, for all of us. And
I would not doubt it at all. I'll tell you, people need to look out, especially for food prices in the next 90 days.
Oh.
I think they're going to see everything go up anywhere from 10 to 30 or 40 percent.
Well, I mean, even Donald Trump, the supposedly touted multi-billionaire, well, I don't know about that. Mr. I've got a lot to say, and he really doesn't say anything. Just recently, Tex, he came out, and I was shocked at this. He says, you know, maybe gasoline's going to be 5 or 6%. By the way, the government's been lying to you about the unemployment rate. It's over 20%. Yeah, inflation, he has warned that massive inflation is on its way. And there are simple cognitive reasons why this is, because they continue to devalue. The term inflation, this has become part of the lexicon of everybody's vocabulary. Oh, inflation. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, well, is it being held down? What they don't realize is simply this. This is not inflation. This is continued devaluation of your dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. Tex, can you spend 7 more minutes with us?
7 more minutes? You got it.
7 more. Okay, we'll be back. Gosh, one of these days I'm going to come over there and kidnap you and tie you down in the studio for 2 hours.
Well, you said you had the best coffee, so that's sounding pretty good. I like coffee.
Okay, then. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back. Final segment with Tex Mars.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we are back. A reminder, ladies and gentlemen, and what we are offering you are the tools of your salvation. The truth will truly set you free. We need an informed electorate to hire people, and that's basically what we do through the political system, to represent our interest. But unless you have the facts, just the facts, ma'am, how can you be an informed electorate? How can you make a choice for somebody to go into office? Forget the rhetoric, forget the political promises. We know what that is. Tex, I've always said, the game of politics is both sides ignoring the Constitution. You know, this makes us extremely dangerous. Well, I was just talking to my producer during the break. I said, you know, I said, what we had just talked about on how the market is fixed for the oil, while some millions of Americans are angry right now, and rightfully so, with the gas that they're paying at the pump all across America, and we know it's going to continue to go up. What we just told them of how this was rigged and how this was price fixed, while millions of people are now deciding, in some parts of the country it's still cold, should I heat or should I eat? Should I be able to put gas in my car to get to my job that I don't know is going to be there next week? Tex, this makes us extremely dangerous individuals, and the sword that we're wielding is the truth.
Yes, and I don't mind, frankly, I don't mind the corporations, the shareholders making money, but they should not do it in conspiring. When they go to the Bilderbergers meetings, to the World Economic Forum, to the Bohemian Grove that's coming up in a few months. And they plot out these strategies literally to destroy America, to demolish the dollar, and then all kind of schemes that they can have to enrich themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I believe they want more than just money, although, you know, even the scriptures say the love of money is the root of all evil. I remember years ago I was at a newsstand, and I saw a Forbes magazine, business magazine, had a picture of Sam Walton. You know, he's dead now, but he, you know, founded the Walmart chain. And I'm not saying he was one of the most greedy men in the world, but I think this is symbolic. Had a picture of him, a headshot, on the front cover, John, and the headline on the front cover of Forbes magazine asked this question: Walton, Sam Walton, is the richest man in America. What does he want now? Well, I was sort of curious, you know, what does he want? I didn't want to buy the magazine, but I wanted to know. So I opened it up and thumbed through to that feature article, and guess what he wanted now? It's very simple, one word, more. He was the richest man in America at that time. Of course, when he died, it went to, I think, five or six family relatives, so the money was distributed out, and not one of them has as much as he had individually. But he had the most money of anybody in America. What did he want? Well, he just wanted more money. So I don't think they can ever have enough, the Bronfmans, the Rothschilds, and so forth. And they're like King Midas, you know, sequestering themselves in some back room and counting their gold over and over again, or Scrooge McDuck, you know.
Mm.
And this is somehow some mindset, but they don't mind murdering the masses. I mean, literally murdering, bloodshed through wars and so forth. And it's disconcerting to me as a Christian that I remember during one of the debates when Ron Paul talked about Jesus' golden rule.
Mm.
You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And he was actually booed and hissed by the audience, most of which claimed they were evangelical Christians.
Well, and I'm holding accountable to every preacher, every pastor, everybody that's got a church, everybody that stands behind their little lectern in churches across America. These people have ceased to be Christian. And if,
that's right,
if they believe in God's word and heaven and hell, they've consigned themselves with hell because they're dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight right now, and they are to be held more accountable than the common man. Isn't that pretty much accurate?
Well, yeah, it actually says it in the Bible that they are charged with the responsibility of guarding their flock, you know, like sheep.
Well, maybe they're taking that literally. Maybe we are just sheep to them now.
And they're shearing us, right?
Yeah.
Rather than protecting us.
But they're not being the watchman on the wall. They're not blowing the trumpet. They're not warning the people that they claim that they're in charge of to help and to protect. They've abrogated their responsibility, but yet they're still getting their 501c3 tax exemption. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's where the problem lies, Tex.
Well, you know, the Senate committee, Senator Grassley, who's a Republican, who was maybe rightfully so in a way investigating some of these televangelists, that Senate committee has proposed some changes to the tax laws about nonprofit organizations, particularly churches. And so it's really churches that they're after, or Christian ministries. And the proposal by the Senate is the rules be changed so that the IRS must approve the qualifications of ministers before they're allowed to be to begin their work. Can you believe the IRS will decide who is a minister and who is not, who is qualified to preach to people?
It's always been my contention, Tex, that the IRS, the very same people that drafted the legislation, which was the bankers, by the way, for the Federal Reserve, the Emergency Banking Act of 1913, that gave us the private corporation for profit to basically run this country. You know, I just look at this and I go, my God in heaven, is America even worth saving anymore? Are people even aware? Do they even care? Well, I care, and I know you do. Tex, tell you what, I'm going to have to call your office. We'll schedule out a two-hour in studio. We'll make you some of that good coffee.
Okay.
And we'll continue our dialogue, sir. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, John. It's been my great pleasure.
All right, we'll be back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, well, let me give you this information again. If you noticed, we didn't take any calls. We only had two callers during that entire hour-and-a-half segment of the National Intel Report today. The reason being, information, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody wanted to interrupt Tex Mars to ask some questions. I learned a few things, even what Bob Chapman didn't know. And why is the oil prices the way they are now? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, and I was serious. Do you know how dangerous this is to the power structure out there? That millions of Americans, it's Friday afternoon. They got paid, they went to the bank, they're now filling up their cars right now. They got that sinking feeling with every drop of gas that goes for that pump into their car. That's less dollars in their pocket. The dollars are being stretched thin because of inflation. Food is up some 12 to 15% already. And we're not even looking at the massive inflation that's going to happen in the future because Ben Bernanke and his qualitative easing programs, you know, to bail out these banks. They're trying to get their books adjusted, loaning money to each other at near 0% interest. What you and I are trying to do is we're trying to survive. They've got us on the credit trick bag, but yet there's no money available for us. There's no real cash out there except for the hand-picked people from people like Obama. You know, where do we put this money? Or recommendations from the Federal Reserve. as to what corporation is going to get a bailout, what bank is going to get a bailout. You and I have been put on the hook for the surety of that money. Ladies and gentlemen, that's really not money to begin with. This is how dangerous we are to the power structure. Let me ask you a question. Is this worth preserving? Is this worth continuing? At potentially great peril to all of us, and especially here at this network. I've made my commitment. Have you made yours? Folks, if you take a look at the republicbroadcasting.org, if you take a look at the website, we have not met our pledge drive goal. And there is a reason for that. Because, yes, we are in the middle of a depression. Yes, money is being, the purse strings are being drawn tighter and tighter for every individual out there. We know this. But there's a lot of you that have not stepped up and said, you know what? Yeah, this is worth saving because this is where I get my real information from. On a continual basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Do you people realize we're coming up on our 7th anniversary? And all things being considered, I won't go into who some of the people were out there through their stupidity, through their ego, through sheer meanness that have tried to bring this network down. I won't go into it. You know the history. I'm not going to waste the time because it's only going to make me angry. And I don't want to be angry on this beautiful Texas day under sunny skies and no chemtrails here in Texas. We are important, and we are expanding. We are waking more people up. You know what's at stake. Your very life might be at stake here. Support the network, ladies and gentlemen. Support the network. So what the... Man, I got enough charged in my head right now that I could go on for another 2 hours. But let me take a couple calls here. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me okay? I know I got an exhaust leak, so a bit of noise there. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Ah, God bless you, sir. This is a joke. I thought I should warn you that if this is a joke, there's a nasty rumor going on around about Newt Gingrich. You know, back his ex-wife said that he wanted to have an open bridge. Well, I heard this rumor that when he was married to this woman named Marianne, he wanted to have a three-way with this hot redhead named Ginger. When Marianne got upset, she said, relax, you're so...
You know, Mark, Patrick in Toledo. Hello, Patrick.
How you doing, John?
You got a joke I'm cutting you off to. I'm just not in a mood on a Friday when I just drop the bombshell on people to listen to a sordid story. But go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, thanks for the broadcasting. You know, I've been listening a long time, but what I want to talk about is, you know, I talk to people, and it seems like they're in just, there's certain characters. I go to this church, you know, Bible study, and this one guy that was in the Army, he still thinks like a soldier. Mm-hmm. I know a cop, he thinks like a cop. They don't see the real things that are going on, and I try to explain it to them, but they have this mindset, and it's real difficult, you know, to talk to them. And I see the way people think by just talking to a lot of people, and it's just sad the way the society is, you know.
Patrick, there are tools available. I'm not saying that this is going to work on the people you described. You know, the cop that will not pull himself out of the propagandized policy that he's been given and being told that, you know, the average person out on the street is really your enemy. You got to be real wary. You know, cops have a tendency to listen to other cops. What I would suggest to you is to get a copy of Jack McLam's Vampire Killer 2012 and hand it to that cop, because here's a cop that was the most highly decorated cop in Phoenix PD history out there in Arizona. So
okay.
to hand him that book and say, hey, look, this is a cop that woke up. He started to realize years ago what was starting to happen. Chances are you'll have a better chance rather than you, just Joe Blow public out there. It's never been a cop, never had the responsibility of having that badge, blah, blah, blah. Give them a copy of Vampire Killer 2012. And
okay,
see
what, I sure will.
See what happens to that guy. If he doesn't melt, he doesn't have a soul, he doesn't have a heart, and he's going to remain stupid. But the difference is going to be you're going to free yourself up to move on to somebody else that does have a heart and a conscience and a mind in which to think with.
Yeah, I wish they had a mind to think with. So, yeah, I'll take that suggestion. I'll definitely do it. But thanks for the programming. You know, I'm on disability, so the only help I can give you is $1.33 a month. That's all I can do. I wish I could do more, but well, I hope this program stays on for a very long time. But then again, I hope it's short and we win this fight. So God bless you, John.
All right. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. And Mark, if you're still listening to the show, you didn't get mad and hang up on us. Look, another day. I didn't need to hear any nasty sexual jokes about Newt Gingrich because I'm not in a joking mood right now. This is no joke what's happening to this country. It's called situational awareness, my friend. Get the flavor and join in. If not, join another day. And that's the best advice you'll ever get out of a radio talk show host. The ascendance of sociopaths in the U.S. governance. This is important. This is going to kind of lend a little bit more insight into who these transnational corporations really are and how they work and what they think. Doug Casey, which I have a lot of respect for his writing, he said the international man lives and does business wherever he finds conditions most advantageous. Regardless of arbitrary borders, he's diversified globally with passports from multiple countries, assets in several jurisdictions, and his residence is yet another. He doesn't depend absolutely on any country and regards all of them as competitors for his capital and expertise. And Tex Mars put it succinctly. He said, you know, these are the transnationalists. These are the corporations. You know, I wished I had a little bit more time and I had Tex in studio because we would have explored this corporate status. But he put it succinctly and directly that these are capitalists. But this is what your mainstream media will tell you. Oh, well, we're a capitalist country. No. We are a country with a free market with a set of standards and rules. One of the major rules that was broken in this scenario, in this capitalist scenario, was taking on the Fed and the funny money system. Number one, living as an international man used to be just an interesting possibility, but few Americans opted for it. Since the U.S. used to reward those who settled in and put down roots, in fact, it rewarded them better than any other country in the world. So there was nothing pressing about becoming an international man, was there? Well, things have changed, however. And being rooted like a plant, at least if you have a choice, it's suboptimal strategy for surviving and prospering. Throughout history, almost every place has at some point become dangerous for those who were stuck there. And now maybe it's America's turn. For those who can take up a life of the international man, it's no longer just an interesting lifestyle decision. It has become, at a minimum, an asset saver. And it could be a lifesaver. That said, I understand the hesitation you may feel about taking action, pulling up one's roots, or at least grafting some of them to a new location, can be almost as traumatic to a man as to a vegetable. As any intelligent observer surveys the world economic and political landscape, he has to be disturbed, even dismayed, and a bit frightened by the gravity and the number of problems that mark the horizon. We're confronted by economic depression, looming financial chaos, serious currency inflation, as I said, devaluation, folks, onerous taxation, crippling regulation, developing police states, and worst of all, the prospect of a major war. It seems almost unbelievable that we're talking about the United States of America, which historically has been the land of the free, with that free market principle, I might add, and at one time we had currencies that held their value. How did we get here? An argument can be made that the miscalculation, accident, inattention, and the like are why things are so bad. That's the easy route. That's blameless. That doesn't go to the root of the problem and the cause of the problem and who caused the problems, in which we need to know to correct the problem, does it? Well, an argument can be made. Miscalculation, accident, inattention, those elements do have a role, but it is minor. Potential catastrophe across the board can't be the result of happenstance. Remember me telling you the story, ladies and gentlemen, years ago, the news organization showed up at one of these expos to seek me out in particular, to try to convince me, and they tried for 2 hours, that look, we're not arguing with anything that you're saying. What we just want you to adopt is the accidental view of history. We're not arguing that all of what you're saying is true, but, you know, it's just that happenstance. It's just the miscalculations. It's just maybe a little stupidity. But what we need you to do is believe that it's not a conspiracy. It's just accidental. So you, therefore, you must adopt the accidental view of history. Man, did I send these guys packing. They weren't able to accomplish their mission when they came down here to Texas from New York. I sent them packing. I said, you tell your bosses, I will not change. I will continue to ferret out and root out the problems, to demonstrate those problems, give you the cause of those problems in hopes that people will become aware and we do away with those problems. So here's the root cause of the problems. I've cited, you know, the character flaws, whatever. If we can find it, it may tell us how we personally can best respond to the problems. The writer says, I'm going to argue that the U.S. government, in particular, is being overrun by the wrong kind of people. It's a trend that's been in motion for many years, but now has reached the point of no return. In other words, a type of moral rot has become so prevalent that it's institutional in its very nature. There is not going to be, therefore, any serious change in the direction in which the U.S. is headed until a genuine crisis topples the existing order. Until then, the trend will accelerate. What the writer's telling you, of all of what you're seeing right now, no matter what the media is telling you, oh, well, we're adding some more jobs, we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Ladies and gentlemen, for you and I in the know, that's a fast freight train coming at us, and it ain't stopping. It's not the light at the end of the tunnel. It is not a resolution to our problems. It is a lie. And they're in the best position to lie because they control the media. From Wall Street to Main Street, this has been our problem. What, I got to put up with the illegals again mowing the grass here? I'm going to go ballistic here. Manny, tell these people to shut down or I will go out there and I will pull their equipment apart. And tell them I'm going to call the INS on them. At any rate, you just have to put up with the noise, folks. My apologies. So, you know, what's going to be happening here into the future, it's going to be more, and it's going to come at you faster. You're going to be more confused. Things are going to be tighter. There's going to be a lot more vinyl sucking up off the proverbial chairs. And as the writer says, what does this mean? The reason that certain class of people, these sociopaths, are now fully in control of major American institutions, their beliefs and attitudes are insinuated throughout the economic, political, intellectual, and psychological and spiritual fabric of the United States. See, these are kind of the intangibles. This isn't a brick and mortar. This isn't a tree. This isn't a glass of water. These are the intangibles, the very fabric that has held us together for all these years, the morals and the standards, not Hillary Clinton's new doublespeak value system, family values. This is coming from one of the sociopaths themselves. Now, what the ascendancy of these sociopaths means isn't an academic question. Throughout history, the question has been a matter of life and death. That's one reason America grew. Every American has forebears who confronted the issue and decided to uproot themselves to go someplace else with better prospects. The losers were those who delayed thinking about the question until the last minute. I have often described myself, and for those I prefer to associate with, as gamma rats. You may recall the ethologist's characterization of the social interaction of rats as being between a few alpha rats and many beta rats, the alpha rats being dormant and the beta rats being submissive. In addition, a small percentage of our gamma rats that stake out prime territory and mates, like the alphas, but are not interested in dominating the betas, the people most inclined to leave for a wide world outside and seek fortune elsewhere, are typically the gamma personalities. You may be thinking that's what happened in places like Germany or the Soviet Union or Mao's China, Pol Pot's Cambodia, and scores of other countries in recent history. Could not, for some reason, happen in the U.S. Actually, there's no reason it won't happen at this point. All the institutions that made America exceptional, including a belief in capitalism, individualism, self-reliance, and the restraint in the Constitution, are now only historical artifacts. Well, my goodness, I guess we'll have to take the break here and spare the people the lawnmowers going on. And let me see if I can't go out there and choke a few of the illegals. If I can't come back for the last segment of the program, folks, I will. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, yeah, it happened every place else. Yeah, Soviet Union, China. Yeah, what's that got to do with America? After all, America's great. We have our ideals, and we have America. We have ourselves. Well, where are the jobs? Where's our bailout? Where's the ability that we had ever since this nation was founded? The ability to overcome just about every obstacle. This is one that we will not be overcome because we don't have the tools to fight it. Oh, but wait a minute. Yes, we do. Because you're sitting here right now listening to the sound of my voice. You are here for one reason, because you can't get this stuff out of the mainstream. Much of what we talk about is simply amazing to people. They can't get their mind wrapped around it. Their first reaction is not to believe it. And I fully understand that. When I was first approached over 20 years ago, my reaction was pretty much the same. You people are out of your mind. What have you been smoking? What drugs are you on? And then I did something that I thought, you know what? I'm going to put an end to this so these people quit bothering me. I'm going to prove them wrong. The more I listened to them and the more information they gave me, the more I proved them correct. I could not prove them wrong. And this is what we ask every individual. Don't take anything for granted. It used to be in this country, ladies and gentlemen, we could do business deals looking in each other's eyes in a handshake. We didn't need lawyers. We didn't need contracts. Well, we've come to a point in this nation's history, I trust everybody. I still trust everybody. Well, I trust them until I verify. Isn't that a sad state of affairs? That's where America is at today. But we urge you, all of you, don't take for granted, don't take verbatim once you hear it on this network. Oh, well, I heard it on Republic. Yeah. No. You keep us in check by verifying. If we are in error, we will correct that error. We're not mistake-free here. We make mistakes from time to time, like everybody. It's embedded in human nature, folks. It's in our DNA. We want you to verify what we're talking about. Because sometimes the information we bring to you, you can scarcely believe it. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I am overwhelmed and I scarcely believe it. Why? Because it's a natural human reaction to reject that which hurts you. It's like electricity. It's like water. It follows the least path of resistance. This is not easy. What we're going through is not easy. To correct the problems that we are facing right now is not going to be easy. But let me ask you something. Did your parents ever tell you when you were growing up, they were molding you to get you ready to go into the world? Did they ever tell you, hey, this is a snap? I don't ever remember hearing that from my mother. Did you hear it from your parents? Well, folks, the road ahead is not going to be an easy one. But I can promise you this, many hands make for light work. The more people are involved, the more you are involved, the sooner this will be over. How well that's going to work out for us? Is it too late? I don't think so. We're dealing with some scabby individuals, people in positions that are very powerful, but the truth will bring them down, and it will give us back what is rightfully ours, our lives, our very lives, and our determination to decide for us what happens with us into the future. Our choice, not theirs. Thank you all for being here today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Support us, folks. The